My name is Roger Hamilton. I try not to bring this up often anymore, but I actually used to be Birch's karate teacher. Yes, that's right. What happened in the past was my fault. I live almost every day with the guilt of what I've done, and after being arrested, I was lucky to ever even find a job. I've been with the Kearney Circuit for about 12 years now, which I joined after having been jailed for a year for possession of child porn. That year was quite literally hell for me. I spent as much time as I could by myself, because almost anyone who saw me wanted to beat me senseless. I was there for 3 days before the first time I was beaten bloody. It got out pretty quickly what I was there for, and even among other inmates, that wasn't acceptable. After the first time, though, I quickly realized that I'd need my karate skills just to survive. I don't like to cause harm to others, but it is what karate is actually for, and was the only way I was going to get through it, considering where I was. Just surviving that year meant being left with cuts and bruises over a lot of my body. When I finally got out, I did my best to try and continue my life, but having now been registered as a sex offender made that practically impossible. Nearly every place I tried took one look at me and sent me right out the door. I had very few options left to me when I came across the Kearney Circuit, and despite really hating the idea, that was when I joined them and started entertaining the crowds there. Today? Well, today brought up memories I had long since buried. When I recognized Birch in the crowd, I didn't know what to think. A part of me became very scared. A part of me was, admittedly, happy to see him again. I needed to talk to him again, just to be sure it was him. So I invited him on stage. Then he confirmed my thoughts, telling me who he was. I tested the waters a few times, trying to talk to him the way I did back when he was my student. I could tell by his reactions that I was right. When I finished the demonstration with him, I led him off the stage. I saw him practically run from the tent, too. I couldn't chase after him until I'd finished, but while I still did what I needed to do, I couldn't focus too well anymore. When my performance was over and the tent had cleared, I quickly rushed outside. I spent a few minutes looking before I finally found him, sitting on a bench, hunched over, trembling. "Excuse me, but I have to ask. Did you ever live in Colorado Springs?" He looked up at me when I spoke, a clear indication that he recognized my voice, but he didn't say a word. "It is you. I knew it. Listen, I can understand if you wouldn't want to, but we need to talk."
"About what?"
"Birch, it's Roger. Roger Hamilton." His eyes grew as he clutched his stomach. He turned away and I heard him vomit. Not exactly the reaction I was hoping for, but nevertheless, it was one I expected. "Birch, I'm sorry for what's happened."
"Sorry? Sorry? No. Sorry doesn't cut it. Have you any idea? Any idea at all what you've put me through? Any idea?"
"No, Birch. I don't. I can't begin to understand what happened to you back then, but that's why we need to talk. Please."
"All right. Sure. Let's talk. Let's talk about years of desiring the same kind of cubs you wanted. Not you. Me! You turned me into a copy of you! And I've been struggling with it ever since, damn you! You ruined my life, Roger! How dare you come back into it now!"
"I never meant to make you follow my path. I never expected that what we did would cause this. I don't think I can ever say how sorry I am for what happened. Not that I think you'd ever believe me. I've spent years thinking about what I've done to you, and I've regretted every day. You were my star pupil, and I went and ruined that. Maybe this was a mistake. Sorry for bothering you." I turned around, prepared to head back to my tent.
"No. No. Don't go. I'm sorry. I've been doing therapy for about a year now. I thought I had forgiven you. I guess I haven't completely. But I never expected to ever see you again. You want to talk? Okay, if it will help, let's talk. But not here. What we need to say, well, we can't say it where others can hear."
"I have a trailer we can use at the other end of the park. Come on." I led him to where my trailer was. It looked pretty shoddy, and there was paint chipping off it in a few places. I walked to the front door, opened it, and stepped inside. Birch followed me without saying a word until I closed the door again.
"Birch, I don't know where to begin. There's so much I need to say.
Maybe it will help if I told you what happened to me first.
Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, I found out I had the same desires you did when I was in high school. I tried to suppress them, but simply couldn't do it. So I found an outlet in porn. Once I started my music career, I'll just say it got worse. I finally had to abandon the band I was with to get away from it. That's really all I can say. I finally got started on therapy thanks to my brother-in-law. I still struggle, but I know there are others helping me now. It's still a horrid burden.
A horrid burden. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Birch, after the day I was arrested, I never got a moment to myself. There was always some guard staring at me, or one of my other cellmates threatening me. How could you do something so perverted? That's what I was made to feel like. A pervert. A target to beat up. Someone who deserved what he got. Even karate wasn't enough to keep them from hassling me. Anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week, I was forced to fight to keep myself alive. I can't even count the number of bruises, scrapes, and cuts I got that year. I still have scars to this day. Scars I'll live with for the rest of my life. All because of what I did.
You don't look the worse for wear.
At that point, there was only one way to let him know I was telling the truth. With a heavy sigh, I untied my gi, pulling the top off. The huge scars down both my arms, as well as on my chest and back from the frequent knife fights, were obvious. Believe me now.
Oh, God. Oh, crap. Roger, I didn't know.
There was no way you could have. I went through hell in prison for that year. And my life hasn't been any easier since I've been out, either. Ridicule awaited me wherever I went. No one wanted me when I was forced to explain why I looked the way I did. I was lucky to find a job at all.
Yeah, well, at least you have a job.
Birch, I wouldn't wish this job on anyone. I'm surrounded by people who are just as messed up as I am. Drug users, alcoholics, any number of weirdos. I get laughed at and mocked almost daily. The living conditions are atrocious. I don't make friends because everyone wants as little to do with each other as possible lest their own secrets come out. I barely eat at all. The life of a carny is no life to live.
In constant sorrow through his day.
I am a man of constant sorrow. Seen trouble all my days. I've bid farewell to Colorado, the place where I was born and bred,
the place where he was born and bred.
Yeah. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on.